Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Biggest fears, everybody's got them. I've got a friend of mine who is deathly, my older son is deathly afraid of spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stand the thought of having to be around a spider. Every time he sees one, he flips out. My younger son, lesser degree of fear than my older son has. I have a friend of mine who has this fear of running out of toilet paper.
That's a legit fear.
Every time he goes to the store, he buys a package of toilet paper for fear that he may have remembered incorrectly and not have enough toilet tissue at all.
Yeah. Oh,
that's got to be a thing. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be like a real thing.
I got to get some toilet paper. Every single time I went to the store, it got the four pack.
If you forget it, hop straight in the shower.
All right. So, what are your biggest fears? I don't know. I don't like snakes at all.
I loathe snakes.
Snakes scare me. I don't care. I don't care how many times you tell me, "Oh, that snake won't hurt you."
That's just a little garden snake. He ain't gonna do nothing.
At least this boa constrictor is not gonna hurt you.
My biggest fear is getting into a car accident or something, and I lose the ability for my legs. Like I just
okay. I understand.
I have had a sister-in-law whose biggest fear was wrecking a car and getting and driving it into the water.
Ooh, yeah.
Wrecking and going into the water.
You know those crazy thoughts you think when you're driving? You're like, I could just drive right off this bridge right now if I want. Like, I could cause mayhem if I really wanted to. Thank God I'm together.
Because just thinking about this proves that I'm together. Thinking about driving into this bridge abutment is clearly making me normal.
But she's not mentally far above it.
No, listen, when I first went to college, I was going for psychology and social work, and I had a psychology professor who said, listen, we all think crazy thoughts. The only people who are really crazy are the ones who act on them. So it's not not crazy to think it. It's crazy to do it.
Or to believe it wholeheartedly, you know.
Sure.
I maintain that everybody is crazy. It's your degree of craziness.
Yeah.
100%. And how well you control your crazy, you know? It's like the Miranda Lambert song. You control your crazy.
Yeah.
You have to do that. You have to control your crazy. Some people have no filter, no way to control their crazy. They're just blah, 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 all the time.
I honestly believe if other people could read other people's minds, they would lose it. They would just be like,
That would be a horrible thing to be able to
do.
Oh,
yeah.
I would not want that power at
all. Wait, so what's your biggest fear?
Snakes.
I
have cannot. You been in a situation where snakes are a problem for you?
Copperheads on the farm.
Yeah, I mean, I've almost stepped on them. I don't like snakes either. I have it's almost an irrational fear.
Like if somebody took like a rubber snake and said, "Okay, I'm going to put it on the underside of the desk," I would have no problem punching said person in face.
People who play golf do this a lot. They'll have a rubber snake in their golf bag, and they'll just lay it down there, and they'll lay it down like near the bag where somebody comes around. They'll almost step on it, or they'll toss it over. Snake.
Yeah,
it's like, oh no, don't do that to me.
No.
Mm-mm. I don't like that. But still the biggest fear is still people for speaking in public. They can't, they freeze.
Do you like, I mean, you're on the radio and people assume that it's the same thing. For me, it's not because I'm in here talking to you guys. I know people are listening, but it's not the same as standing up in front of a crowd.
It's not.
Have you had any incidents like public in where you had to host or MC an event?
No, it doesn't bother me. I don't care.
My worst, I don't like it whatsoever. And I was hosting a 5K. And the worst thing happened to me. And I've been in my head, I'm like, I don't ever want this to happen. I don't ever want this to happen.
So this is worst case scenario coming.
I get up, right? There's like 100 people right in front of me. Like,
just 100, only 100.
Yes. It's not even a huge crowd.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, because you know, everybody does the same thing. You come out, hey, how y'all doing today? Yeah. People go, whoa, they go, no, you can do better. And I was like, I guess I'm going to be that. I'm going to do that corny thing too. So I'm like, hey, how you guys doing today? Nobody says a word. It's perfect. Like three great seconds of silence. Some guy goes, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, please transport me out of here right now.
Uh-huh. It's like bombing at stand up.
I'm like, okay. I have a follow up question, which is me just saying it again. So this is going to be awkward.
I agree. Getting in front of people is different. I hosted a parade, Christmas parade in Gettysburg. And I was new to the area. I had no idea what all these floats were. And of course, I had to, up next is so and so and so and so. And the lady who was telling me what it was like, that's Billy. He lives down off Lincoln Square. Okay, that's Billy, everybody.
Yeah, right, exactly. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to comment about the snake thing.
Yes, so go ahead.
I love to pick up snakes. Always have.
What happened to you in your childhood?
I was picking green beans and came across my first snake. It was a garter snake, and I was curious about it. And ever since then, I've always, if I see a snake, I'll pick it up and move it out of the way.
So you know how to identify a snake that could potentially kill you?
No.
So you would pick up, you wouldn't even worry about whether the snake was poisonous or not. You would just pick it up and move it.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, hats off. You're so brave. But I couldn't do it. I had a couple of traumatizing snake experiences when I was a kid, and I want nothing to do with them now. You get an A for bravery, I must tell you.
Thank you. I'm glad you called.
Love you guys.
Right, bye-bye. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
I am terrified of snakes. Terrified. Like, it's not even normal. Like, they need to put me on Jerry Springer. It's, like, bad.
Have you ever had an issue where you, like, ran across a bunch of snakes? Where did this come from?
So not a bunch of snakes, but when I was really little, I remember, so I'm not from here, but I was playing like in a yard and there was a rattlesnake not very far from me. And my dad tells me now, he's like, everything was like in slow motion. He's like, I could not get to you fast enough. And I guess I've just remembered that all these years, but I'm terrified.
You're traumatized. What's
snakes
your name?
Snakes are stupid.
Amanda.
Amanda, thank you for checking in.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye, Amanda. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.